Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
And he is the host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, Monday evening, 7:30, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, it is Mr. Ken Hellenius. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, David.
You know, we were just talking about at the start of the show, newspapers. I had a paper route when I was just a youngster. How about yourself?
I did as well. My whole family took part in the paper route. I had one of the streets, the longest of the streets, and my brother and sister each had their own little section. I can remember Sunday morning piling into the car and going down and doing the paper route and then going for donuts.
Yeah.
And then off to mass.
So, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
So you had an early morning route.
Yeah, the Seattle Times, I grew up in Seattle, and when I was a kid, the Seattle Times was an afternoon paper. So I actually did it in the afternoon, but then in the mornings on the weekends, of course.
Gotcha.
Saturday and Sunday morning. So it was a Saturday an afternoon thing during the week. That's actually where I fell in love with it being dark. You know, in November when it's dark at 4 p.m.,
oh, right.
I was out riding my bike delivering newspapers and just kind of thinking of it as normal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly. So was the Sunday paper the big thick one?
The great big thick one with all the ads and the color supplement in the center with the comics and all
right.
that. Yep. Each one would weigh, probably a pound or
I
so.
I know it, yeah. Those were the days. Just don't see that much anymore.
No, you don't. And the afternoon paper has gone the way of the it's gone the way of the afternoon newspaper, to be honest.
Yeah,
they're gone. Yeah.
Pretty much so. Well, look, coming up on Sunday, of course, it is Corpus Christi Sunday, the most holy body and blood of Christ. So give us a little history on this.
Yeah, so this is a feast in some ways, of course, we celebrate the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. We celebrate this on Holy Thursday every year in Holy Week there, in which Christ commanded his disciples to do this in memory of me. The feast that we're celebrating this coming Sunday is of Corpus Christi, or the most holy body and blood of Christ, is a complement to that Holy Thursday celebration. But this one falls outside of that somber time of Holy Week and kind of the end of Lent and the beginning of the Sacred Triduum. You know, Holy Thursday is the way we kick off the Holy Triduum. And in some ways, this feast, this Sunday, is kind of the bookend
right.
to that. Normally, actually, this feast would fall traditionally in many countries, it falls on Thursday. So it would have been celebrated yesterday in the Vatican, but it gets transferred to Sunday after the Second Vatican Council. They allowed it to be transferred to Sunday so that more people could actually take part in this great celebration. This is a feast in which it was established in the church in 1264 by Pope Urban IV, really on the request of St. Thomas Aquinas. Pope Urban then commissioned St. Thomas to write the text that we use for the prayers and particularly for some of the songs that go with the feast,
both mm-hmm.
songs for evening prayer, for vespers, which, believe it or not, most of us know, even if we don't necessarily know them by their Latin name, but we know the Pange Lingua and the Tantum Ergo are both songs that we sing in English. Sing My Tongue the Savior's Glory is the Pange Lingua,
mm-hmm.
and it's often we sing this in procession with the Eucharist, typically on Holy Thursday, because, of course, on Holy Thursday, we have this great procession at the end of the Mass,
right.
A procession with the Eucharist. And we do the same on Corpus Christi, on this feast this coming Sunday, one of the most notable features of this feast is the procession, in which the Eucharist is placed in the monstrance so that it can be seen, and it's carried in a great procession, which often will wander not just through the church, but also outside, on the streets, around the parish, or in certain cities, even further. Like in Rome, there's a wonderful procession that goes from St. John Lateran, the Pope's cathedral to St. Mary Major. It's a walk of about 3 miles. This is a chance for Christ in the Eucharist to bless the entire world in a very visible and public way. This is a wonderful, wonderful feast.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Ken Hellenius, of course, host of Living Stones, right here, Mater Dei Radio, 7:30 Monday evenings or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. So here in the greater Portland, Salem, Vancouver area, there are a number of processions planned for the weekend, the Corpus Christi processions. And in fact, you can find them on our community calendar on our website. We have them listed out. But is this something that you've seen grow over the years? Because I'm trying to remember, just as a youngster, I don't know if I would recall as many processions, or maybe I just wasn't aware of it as a kid growing up. But it seems to me like it's happening more. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd say it is picking up. I remember taking part in procession in the street there at Holy Rosary in Portland. A couple of years ago, and I know that's a wonderful tradition. Of course, you know, the weather is really nice this time of year, so usually it's a chance to, if it's not raining on us, it's a chance to wander around and to share the joy of the Eucharist. I do see, especially even now, as the, we are coming into a time when our bishops have instituted a Eucharistic revival that's going to be taking place over the next 3 years.
Right.
So I would be very pleased and not surprised at all if we don't see even more of these processions and a return, of course, of Eucharistic adoration at parishes and hear more preaching about the Eucharist. So I think it's entirely possible that we're going to see an uptick even more of Eucharistic processions here on Corpus Christi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I kind of look at it too as somewhat of an evangelization tool as well when you're out there.
It is. You know, let's face it, we need to keep Catholicism weird, as it were. You know,
yeah.
This is one of the most, it's a unique thing for Catholics to take the most holy sacrament, Christ himself present in the flesh, in the form of the Eucharist, and to share him with the world.
Right.
And to do so in a joyful way that we're dressed up, we're walking, we're singing. Oftentimes children will be in their Sunday finest, sometimes even in their first communion outfit.
Mm-hmm.
This is a chance to celebrate and to share the joy of being Catholic. And that's a great honor. As it says in Psalm 149, this honor is for all his faithful, and this is something that we get to do.
Yeah. Wonderful. Again, Corpus Christi Sunday coming up this weekend. Ken Hellenius, host of Living Stones, Mater Dei Radio, Monday evening, 7:30, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app, and our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Ken, always great to talk with you. Appreciate the insight on Corpus Christi Sunday.
My pleasure. Hey, can I share with you one fascinating fact as a parting gift?
Yeah.
In canon law, in the Catholic Church, this Sunday, the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, is one of the occasions when the bishop is not supposed to be absent from his diocese.
Oh.
Because it is so important to the church that our shepherd be with us on this feast of the Eucharist.
Wow.
And so that is something that's even written into our law. That's how important it is. Yes. I think that's absolutely fascinating.
Ah, wonderful fact. Ken, thank you so much. Always great to talk with you.
Have a great weekend.
You as well. God bless.